Dear friends at the Bellworth Park Catholic Community, this is Father Scott C. Toller, and it's a joy to be with you another time to share a reflection with you with the hope that you'll find it helpful in your walk with Jesus. Let me start with a question. Do you think that Jesus loved the land of his birth? I think the answer has to be yes. And I'm basing that not only on the Gospels, but on two trips that I made to the Holy Land, one in 2000 and the other one in 2010. And as I traversed the land, the Holy Land where Jesus walked and lived, I found a beauty. I found a great changes in the weather from the north to the south. I just imagine Jesus playing in Nazareth, that little hilly area. I can imagine him taking his first trip at the age of 12, going up from Jericho up into Jerusalem and seeing the temple for the first time. He had to be awestruck. And then when he started his ministry to go to Cana for a wedding celebration, I don't think there's any doubt that Jesus loved the land on which he walked. Nor do I think there's any doubt that Jesus loved the Jewish people. Yes, he challenged them. Yes, he corrected them. But he loved the Jewish people. Even from the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do." Now, let me ask you another question. Does God want us to love our country? Now, I ask that because I'm taping this reflection on July 4th, the birthday of our country. And let me answer the question, does God want us to love our country? The answer is absolutely. As long as we're one nation under God, as long as we keep putting on our money in God we trust and focus on that when we spend our money. Does that mean we're blind to the mistakes of the past? Does that mean that we deny the sins that were committed in the past? No. But we also need, especially on this day, July 4th, to celebrate the successes, the heroism, the patriotism, the generosity of our country, the help that we offered other people. I think it's important for us to realize that in this time, that to deny our past is only wrong because then we don't learn from it. I think the tearing down of our monuments, the destruction that has occurred in our cities because of riots, would not make our country better, would not bring healing to our divisions. The anarchists want us to forget our past. Then we're destined to relive it. And so I think on this 4th of July, it's okay to say, "God bless America." I think it's okay to say that we need to continue to improve in all areas of treating people with justice. Any demand for change must be rooted in love, not hate. The philosopher Nietzsche said, if you're going out to combat a monster, you need to make sure you don't become a monster yourself. And I think some of the things that have been happening in our country with the riots and with the killings and with the destruction, it's just turning our country against each other. A country that's not united will not stand. We need to take a real serious reflection on what Nietzsche said. If you're going to go out to do battle with the monsters, make sure you don't become a monster again. This weekend, we have in the gospel Jesus saying, "Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will give you rest." I think that's really important, whether it's rest from the coronavirus, rest from all the economic downturn, rest from all the bad news on the media. Who do we go to? Well, we go to Jesus. He wants to comfort us, and he wants us to love our country. You know, the patroness of our country is Mary under the title of the Immaculate Conception. We ask Mary to bless our country. I would also encourage you to get a picture of the Sacred Heart and enshrine it in your home. Having a devotion to the Sacred Heart is a great way of staying in touch with Jesus. So God bless you and God bless America.